Thank you so much for tuning into the Playgirl Diaries. I'm so happy to have you listening to the podcast, and I'm so happy to finally be back talking to you guys. I'm so excited about this. I've been really wanting to make a new episode for like the last few months now. I said that I would post one, I think it was September or October, and then a bunch of things just happened. You know, I'm in school, I started a new job, and then I started working 5 days a week. Then I got an ear infection, and then all of the holidays happened, birthdays happened, life happened, like work things, social things, getting sick, getting an ear infection, this happening, my car breaking down, like literally so many things. So I just want to thank you for being patient, and if you've said anything nice about my podcast, or you know, messaged me about it, or wrote in my inbox on Tumblr about it, I do really appreciate it, and I do thank you. Those do mean a lot to me, and they make me just excited to keep going and to keep creating these episodes, because I love doing it, and I just feel like it's necessary and needed right now. I feel like there are not very many podcasts run by women, and if there are, it's like all male centered, which is not my vibe. I feel like we can talk about dating, we can talk about men and marriage and everything that comes with it, but that's not the main focus of my podcast. I'm not a dating coach, I'm not a life coach. Like, I just want to talk and chill and share my opinions, my favorite products, you know, a little bit about dating, a little bit about your, like, so many different topics that I just want to touch on in the new year. So yeah, thank you so much for being patient and for listening. I do really appreciate it. I am really stuffy right now, but like, I wasn't gonna let that stop me. So if I am breathing like a little heavier, you can hear me like breathing, I am sorry. I'm just getting a little cold, so I do apologize for that, because I know it can be annoying to listen to. But anyways, getting into it, today I'm gonna be talking about my 2023 favorites, my all-time favorite products for the year of 2023. I feel like I have a good amount of things to talk about, but not like a crazy, insane amount of things to talk about. All right, so we're gonna start off with the makeup items. I tried a lot of new makeup in 2023. Not a crazy amount, but I did try like a pretty good amount of makeup. I tried the new e.l.f. lip oil. I would highly recommend the e.l.f. lip oil. I got the clear, the pink quartz, and then I did also get the jam session one. I really like them all. The pink quartz is my favorite though. They're not sticky, they're really smooth feeling. Oh my gosh, excuse me, sorry. But yeah, they're really smooth feeling. I don't really think that there is anything negative to say about them. I do really like them. They have a little bit of a minty smell, but it's not like overpowering or anything. So I really, really like the e.l.f. lip oils. Another new e.l.f. lip product that I really love is the e.l.f. lip balms. They're actually like one of my top favorite lip balms right now. I would say like top three. The e.l.f. lip balm, especially the vanilla one, absolutely incredible. Only $4. Like, it's moisturizing. It doesn't feel too thick. It doesn't make my lips more chapped than they were before. And the scent of the vanilla one is like absolutely insane. It is so good. It's not like that fake artificial nasty vanilla. It's more of like a real buttercream cupcake vanilla smell. I love it so much. I think that the vanilla one is so underrated. Like, people do talk about it, but I think that it's even better. Like, I don't see why it's not constantly sold out, because I'm just obsessed with it, especially within like the girly community on here that is obsessed with smelling like cupcakes and cake and stuff. That is the perfect lip balm if you want to smell like that. And I just love it so much. I really like the strawberry one too. Those are the only two that I've tried, but I love them both. And I do also really like the e.l.f. Power Grip Primer. That has probably been my most used primer of 2023. I started off using the e.l.f. Poreless Putty, which I've used like religiously since it came out, but this year I kind of realized that I didn't really like it that much, so I switched to the e.l.f. Power Grip, and I definitely see a difference. My makeup lasts longer, it looks better, it does not come off. I do still have some issues with it around my nose depending on the powders that I use, so we'll get into that later. But love the e.l.f. Power Grip Primer, and I do highly recommend putting on either a moisturizer or like some type of serum or hydrating primer before the Power Grip Primer. Like, if your skin is dry, or even if it's not dry, but if it's not like freshly, and I mean like within the last 10 minutes, moisturized, you are going to have to use so much of the Power Grip Primer, and it's going to be so cakey, it's going to feel heavy. I promise if you use like a hydrating product right before applying it, like it's still wet on your face, the Power Grip Primer is going to glide over your face. Your makeup is going to look perfect. It's going to sit on top of the primer perfect. And you're not going to have to use as much product. You're going to need like one pump. It's incredible if you use like a primer right before or a moisturizer right before. I usually use either the the Glossier Priming Moisturizer thing. And then, like, right directly after using that, while my face is still kind of tacky from it, then I add the Power Grip Primer. It is absolutely perfect. I also love the e.l.f. Halo Glow Powder Puff. It's a great powder puff. It's, like, $4. I have nothing negative to say about it. It's absolutely great. I love the color of it. I love how thick it is. I love that the little powder puff has, like, the little strap thing for your fingers to go in. Like, no complaints whatsoever with that powder puff. I think it's a great one. Love using it to set my makeup. Like, it is just, like, 10 out of 10. Love that powder puff. I do have some more makeup products, of course. So, I do really like, this is very random, the Maybelline, I want to say it's Great Lash. It's the, like, iconic one from the 2000s, early 2010s. Mascara with the green, it's like green at the top. The clear gel of that mascara, I don't know if it's technically brow gel or lash gel, but it's the Great Lash clear gel. That is the best brow gel I have ever used in my entire life. I have tried Anastasia, I've tried e.l.f., I've tried Essence, I've tried Wet n Wild. I haven't really tried that many high-end ones. But that one, hands down, is the absolute best. My brows stay in the same place all day long. They do not flake. They, like, every other brow gel that I have tried, every clear brow gel, because I don't like to fill my brows in. My brows are already very thick. So I just like to use a clear brow gel just to hold them in place. All of the other ones flake. They flake bad. The Maybelline one has never flaked on me ever in my life. It is so good. And the way that it, like, pushes my brows in the perfect position, I cannot believe more people don't love this. It is, like, it's probably the best brow product I've ever tried, which is so crazy because I just randomly bought it one day at the store. Like, I just seen it and I just felt compelled to buy it for some odd reason. Literally love that product so much, and it's, like, under $10. Amazing product. Highly recommend that one. Another Maybelline product that I absolutely love and swear by, the Maybelline Fit Me Loose Powder. Oh my gosh, I have tried so many loose powders. I've tried the Laura Mercier. I've tried the Too Faced. I haven't really tried that many. But I've tried those two. I can't even think of all the ones that I've tried, but I've tried a lot. I've tried the Kylie Cosmetics one as well. And I absolutely love the Maybelline Fit Me Loose Powder. I have the biggest issue with my makeup just falling off of my nose. Like, a lot of powders that I have, my makeup will literally fall off. Like, I don't even know how else to explain it other than it will fall off. Because it won't wipe off. It won't smear. Like, it literally just goes away. I will have it on for like 3 hours and it'll go away. With the Kylie Cosmetics powder, my makeup is gone by like hour 3 or 4, which is absolutely ridiculous and insane. If I use the Maybelline Fit Me Loose Powder, my makeup will literally look the same from morning to night. I will do my makeup before work in the morning, and then by the time I'm taking my makeup off at the end of the day, it will be perfectly in place everywhere that it's supposed to be. I mean, it'll look a little worn, it'll look a little creased, because that's just life, but my makeup is still intact, which is insane. So I love that Maybelline Fit Me Loose Powder. Again, under $10. Highly recommend. I do also really like the Rimmel Stay Matte Powder, the loose one, but it's been hard to find, so I've been sticking with the Maybelline one. And then there is a Revlon one that I also like, but I don't know if they still sell it anymore, so I really don't think they do. But if you have combination or oily skin, I highly recommend the Maybelline Fit Me Loose Powder. And I literally use a powder puff and I set it all over my face. Like, I use a lot of powder, which is crazy because, like, not to do my own horn, but my makeup never looks cakey. It never looks crusty. And the amount of powder I use, like, I mean, I pack that powder on my face and then I wipe it off with a brush. I love it. My makeup looks so airbrushed. I love my makeup when I use that powder. I think that powder is so underrated and is just great. A few other products that I have been loving are the MAC Lip Glass. Never tried it until the very end of this year, and I really do like it. It's definitely one of the best lip glosses I've tried. It doesn't feel too heavy. It feels very moisturizing and it makes my lips look incredible. I highly recommend the MAC Lip Glass. If you've never tried it, it's a classic. You have to try it for sure. I just got the mini because I don't really think that I would use a full tube because I already have so many glosses. But if you do see the mini, I do recommend picking it up because I really like it. Love that product. I'm trying to think of other products that I have tried and loved this year. The Benefit Roller Lash Mascara. This has been a favorite of mine for years. Bought it again, like, at the end of 2023. I just love it. I think I got it in October, November. I can't stop using it. It's, like, my favorite mascara of all time. I have nothing bad to say about it. And my eyes are very sensitive and get really irritated by mascara. This one doesn't make my eyes water, it doesn't run, it doesn't, like, get all over the place, and my lashes look very, very long. It's not the best for voluminizing, but it's pretty good. I do really like it, especially for just, like, a basic everyday makeup look kind of look. So I do highly recommend the Benefit Roller Lash. I think that it is worth the price for sure. And there's not a lot of I don't really use a lot of high-end products in my everyday routine. Another product that I completely 1,100,000,000% that I believe is worth the price and I will forever repurchase is the NARS Creamy Radiant Concealer. I have never found a concealer that is close to being as good as this one. I stopped using it for a few months, honestly probably more than a few months, because I hadn't been doing my makeup, so I forgot how good it worked. So I hadn't been doing my makeup. I started redoing my makeup again and, like, getting ready and things like that, and I was using other concealers. I was constantly Googling and YouTubing and looking up on TikTok, why does my under eye literally crease before I leave the house? Like, I get to work, my makeup is already creased. I'm in the car on my way to work, my makeup is already creased. I'm at the store getting groceries, did my makeup 45 minutes ago, it's already creased. Absolutely ridiculous. I was trying all of these different concealers, using all of the ones that I already have in my drawer, and I thought it was something wrong with me. I was like, oh my god, am I premature aging? Like, do I have crazy wrinkles? Rebought the NARS concealer, problem solved. I'm not going to say that it's creaseless, because I don't think that any concealer is truly creaseless. Like, come on, it's life. Like, your under eyes, you know, they have, like, little folds and crevices, so that's just gonna happen. But if it creases, it's probably on hour 4 or 5. And when it does crease, all you have to do is, like, push it back in place, and it looks brand new again. Looks brand new. My under eyes have never looked better. I love that concealer so much, and I feel like the shade range is pretty good, and I think that it's, like, 1,000% worth every penny. Another product that I believe is worth every penny is the Fenty Ease Drop Skin Tint. Absolutely incredible. never have ever been like a BB cream skin tint girl ever. I've always been a very like medium to full coverage foundation type of girl. The Fenty skin tint gives you medium to full coverage while being so lightweight. It is so lightweight. It is so natural looking and radiant and gorgeous. Like, wow. Literally, wow. Like, there is nothing else for me to say than wow. I swear by it. Like, I started using it in October or November, because, like, that's kind of when I started using makeup again. And I tried a sample of it, just like a tiny baby sample, just to see if I would like it. And oh my gosh, I was so shocked. I had to go, and I never buy, like I said, I don't really buy expensive makeup like that. I don't. I had to pick it up. Like, it was, if I buy an expensive product and I tell you I like it, trust me when I say I like it. I don't mean, oh, I used it once. Like, I mean, I use it every single day. Like, I use this product every single day. And I have, like, I have acne scars. I have, like, bumps on my face. I have texture. And it doesn't ever look cakey. It doesn't ever cling to my dry patches. Like, it just looks so good. And it feels so nice. Highly recommend the Fenty Skin Tint. I love it. Another high-end product that I absolutely love, but it kind of pains me because it's so unnecessarily expensive. I would have never bought it if I didn't get such a good deal on it, but it was the Kylie Cosmetics lip oil. I specifically have the watermelon one, but they all smell incredible. They all have incredible tints to them. Like, they are so cute. The packaging is like, I hate that they're the perfect lip oil, because it's like, it's so dumb to spend $25 on a lip oil, in my opinion. Like, I just, for me at least, it's so hard to justify it, but it's so good. Like, I can't even lie, it's probably the best lip oil I've ever tried. One of my favorite lip products I've ever tried. The packaging is 10 out of 10. It's pink. It has a very big doFA applicator that feels great. The scent is incredible. It has like a little bit of a tint, but it's not bad. It's a very moisturizing feeling. It's not sticky. It's very smooth. It is very similar to the e.l.f. lip oil. In my opinion, it just has cuter packaging, and I love that it comes in different flavors and scents. So I really like the Kylie lip oil, which really pains me to say. Like, it has been a favorite. I keep reaching for it. I love it. I really do. Another lip product that has been a favorite are the NYX wooden lip liners. I've heard like a few different things about them changing their formula or whatever. Honestly, I haven't noticed because I never used them that much before, but I love mine. I think it's so good. I have the one in espresso, and this is probably my favorite lip liner right now. It's very similar to MAC chestnut lip liner, I think it is. I love it. It's just a good chocolatey brown nude lip liner, but I love it. Usually if I wear lip color, it is browns or chocolates. I don't really like rosy or mauvey lip colors. I go for more of like a chocolatey, cool toned, or like a brown color. So I absolutely love the NYX lip liner in espresso. It's like my go-to lip liner every single time. Like, I just can't. I love it. It's great. Another lip oil, or I'm sorry, not a lip oil, another lip product that I have been loving really, really surprised me. So I got this little set of the Rem Beauty lip glosses, the plumping lip glosses. And, you know, I don't really wear plumping lip gloss because I honestly don't really see the point. I think that it's a gimmick. But, you know, I thought the packaging was cute and the colors in the little set looked really nice, so I picked it up. I love the Rem Beauty plumping lip gloss. I think that it's great. Like, I don't really think it plumps that. Like, it does give you, like, a little bit of a plump. Definitely stings your lips a little bit, but in a good way. It's kind of like a minty candy cane vanilla flavor. The flavor is very unique. It's not like the other lip plumpers that are, like, really gross tasting. Like, the lip injection feel like the the taste of that one is, like, disgusting and sickening. This one is really good. It's like a candy cane vanilla. I really like this one, and it makes my lips look really glassy. It's not sticky. It's, like, very smooth. It's very moisturizing feeling. I feel like I keep saying that a lot about my products that I've tried in this video, but I really keep reaching for this one. I think that this one is really good. It has definitely been a favorite for me the last months. Some other makeup products that I have absolutely been loving are the Too Faced Milk Chocolate Bronzer. I've been using this bronzer since I was, like, I don't know, 15 or 16. It's my favorite bronzer of all time. I don't think, like, for me personally, I just, like, I don't know what it is about that bronzer, but it is, like, my sister. It is, like, my home. The smell of it is just, like, so nostalgic to me, and I just love it so much. I don't know what it is about that bronzer, but I just love it so much. I keep going back to it. I use it, like, every single day. Literally can't get enough of it. I recommend it to everybody. I love it so much. I do wish that they had a bigger shade range because, like, the lightest one is almost too light for me, and it is not very pigmented, but I don't know why. I just love it. I love it. But I definitely think that they need to revamp their shades. Like, they need to extend their shades by far or make, like, the other ones darker because the shade range is pretty ridiculous. I think they have, like, 3 shades, which is, like, okay, but the shades are not, like, they're very, very light, like, very, like, shockingly light. So, they definitely need to work on that, but I feel like if they revamped it, added more shades, it could be such a popular product again, and it's, like, a cult classic. So, and it smells amazing. Like, there is no other bronzer that smells like literal chocolate that you can smell on your face all day long. Love it so much. A few other products that I've really been liking are the Maybelline blushes. I've been using just the regular pink blush, like, every day when I do my makeup. Absolutely love it. I also love the Essence blushes. Not the baked ones, I haven't tried those, but the regular powder Essence blushes I do love. And for highlighter, absolutely love the Fenty Kilowatt and Lightning Dust Fire Crystal. That's been my staple highlighter for years. I also really like a Kylie Cosmetics one. I think it's the shade Ice Me Out. Really, really like that highlighter. Those are, like, my 2 highlighters that I always keep in my rotation. Those were my favorites all 2023. Like, I was reaching for those 2 every single day. Love those 2. Incredible highlighters. Some other products that I've loved are the e.l.f. Putty bronzers. I use my e.l.f. Putty bronzer, like, every single day. I love it. I always use a cream bronzer. Like, I wouldn't say always, but, like, well, normally I was doing my makeup with putty bronzer. So all of 2023, yes, I did use a cream bronzer every single time I did my makeup. And I do love the e.l.f. Putty bronzer. I haven't really tried that many, but I love that product. A few other products that I have been loving that are kind of makeup, but kind of also, like, skincare. The first one are the EOS 24-Hour Moisture Super Balms, not to be confused with the EOS Lip Butters, okay? The Super Balms. I don't know if I should say a lip balm changed my life, but I think a lip balm might have changed my life. I think that these are a little too great. They're underrated. They have so many flavors. The packaging is pretty cute. The applicator is so nice. The applicator feels like it would be on an expensive product. Like, I can't stop putting it on. I'm addicted to putting it on. It's the perfect size of a lip balm to hold in your hand. It's, like, just fat enough, long, it's just fat enough, just long enough. But no, actually, these are so good. I have the honey apple one and the coconut milk one. I got them in, like, a duo. Incredible. They are so moisturizing. It almost feels like a scented Aquaphor. And I am an Aquaphor fiend. I love Aquaphor. I love Aquaphor. I love Vaseline. It's like a creamier and flavorful Aquaphor. Like, it's incredible. If you haven't tried the EO Super Balms, highly recommend. It is my favorite lip balm right now. And I love lip balm. So for it to have the favorite crown. And, like, now that I found this, this is kind of exactly what I was looking for in a lip balm. Honestly, it has everything that I was looking for. So I think that these are going to stay my favorite through 2024, 2025. Like, I really see me in these lip balms. Like, I think this is going to be a cult classic for me now because these are great. But I tried the lip butter. I tried the Pink Lemonade Lip Butter. Not really crazy about the flavor. The other flavors that I mentioned before are very authentic smelling. I hate when I get a flavor and it's like really artificial and nasty and just like really cheaply, I guess. Like, it smells really cheap. It just, and I don't know how to explain it other than it smells artificial and cheap. The Pink Lemonade one, I just wasn't really a fan of. I don't like the smell, and the texture felt a little bit off, and I think it's because that one says it's a lip butter. So, I don't know if it's, like, different now, but the ones that say Super Balm, get it. Like, just get one, try it. I'm obsessed with this. I can't stop putting it on my lips. Like, it is so nice. Love those. Aquaphor, of course, one of my favorite products for 2023. Baby Vaseline, of course, one of my favorite products for 2023. The little mini Vaseline tubs for your lips. The rose one in particular. Like, of course, it's a 2023 favorite. Like, I've been using those for years. Like, basically for my whole life. I love those. Definitely cannot go wrong with those. Those are pretty much all of the makeup products that I wrote down. So, sorry that this is so long, but, like, I do have other things to get into, so let's get into them. I don't have that much stuff. Getting into body care, a lot of my body care is the same stuff I've been talking about for years, so I'm just gonna kind of skim through it quick. The Dove Deep Moisture Body Wash. Haven't found a body wash better than Dove ones, honestly. And I'm done searching. I feel like when you find a product that is so great and you love it, what is the point to keep buying and searching? What does that solve? What do you gain? Dove body washes, I just can't. I've tried other body washes. They don't lather nice enough. They're not moisturizing enough. The smell doesn't stay on your skin long enough. And deep moisture specifically, like, that's just the one that I just love. And I also love the Dove Sensitive Skin Bar Soap. Again, that's a product that I'm never going to stop using. I swear by Dove body products. I also love the Dove deodorant. Like, I feel like you can't go wrong with Dove body care. I really don't think you can. They also have really good scrubs. Like, I love Dove body care. Always have, always will. Another body product I've been swearing by for years, and I loved before the TikTok hype, the whatever, the EOS lotion. Oh my gosh, like, there is no lotion like that out here, especially vanilla cashmere scent. Oh my god, if you want to smell like a walking marshmallow, if you want to smell delectable, if you want a lotion that's actually gonna last, like, there, that lotion is insane. I don't know what they put in that lotion, but the fact that I can put it on in the morning and I still smell like it 5 hours later is crazy, especially for a $10 lotion. I feel like that's unheard of. So the EOS Vanilla Cashmere Lotion is just, like, constantly on the top. Like, it is just, like, if you can, I love EOS. EOS and Dove, when my podcast gets big, I need sponsorships from both of you because I genuinely love both of your brands and, like, I've been promoting both of them for a long time, so, like, please. Anyway, I do also really like the EOS shaving cream, but yeah, that EOS Vanilla Cashmere Lotion, the body cream as well, 1,000 out of 10. Perfect. Literally perfect. Like, that is a perfect product. The EOS body lotion, a perfect product. Love it. Incredible. Anyway, getting into some more body care. The Whey body cream in St. Barts. I just started using this. Another perfect product. If you want a lotion that's going to last on your skin all day long, it's moisturizing. It doesn't leave you feeling greasy. It doesn't have that heavy, like, gross feeling. The way body cream and St. Bart's, you literally smell like a tropical vacation. I don't know how to describe the scent. It's just like a tropical sunscreen, like beachy smell. I love it, and I can't wait to wear it in the summer. Like, I just discovered it a couple months ago, but ever since I got it, I cannot stop reaching for it. It is definitely a 2023 favorite. I am obsessed with that body cream, like obsessed. The smell of it is very unique too, which I love. And then we got the Brazilian Bum Bum Cream on my list. Like, duh. Literally duh. The body cream, the spray. I do also love the Sol de Janeiro lip butter. Like, Sol de Janeiro, again, perfect products. Like, so great. I love the pink one. I love the 71 scent. But the Bum Bum Cream, like, I will always love and use the Bum Bum Cream. It's a classic. It is, like, there is no other smell like it. It smells so warm and cozy, but also tropical and sexy. Like, I love it so much. I do also really like the Tree Hut body creams. Those are really good. Tree Hut, you need to bring Tahiti and Vanilla Bean back. I don't know who kicked that out. You need to bring that back. The new vanilla smells like literal Play-Doh. Like, I need you to bring Tahiti and Vanilla Bean back. I don't think you understand. I don't think you understand, Tree Hut, how good Tahiti and Vanilla Bean was and is. You need to bring it back and get rid of vanilla, because vanilla smells like literal Play-Doh. I hate it so much. It's so disgusting. Anyway, sorry, back to the point. The Tree Hut cream, the Tropic Glow Cream, that's probably the closest I've ever smelled of a dupe to the Sol de Janeiro Bum Bum Cream. It smells incredible. It smells great. Like, it doesn't smell exactly the same, but it definitely has the same vibe and undertone, and it's a great product. I love Tree Hut. I love their scrubs, and I love their body cream. So, like, the Tropic Glow one smells so good. Highly recommend. Smells so good and very similar to the Bum Bum Cream. I feel like a lot of the notes are the same, and it has like that warm but tropical smell to it. Sorry, I don't know why I keep doing that with my tongue, just making that annoying loud noise. Kiehl's moisturizer, I don't even know what it's called. Kiehl's All Day Ultra Face Cream, whatever. There is no moisturizer better than that. I have tried so many moisturizers from so many different brands. They all either break me out, they irritate my skin, they don't moisturize well. The Kiehl's Ultra Face Cream is the perfect face moisturizer. The price point is definitely steep, but that is a product that I 1000% believe is worth every penny. It does not irritate my skin at all. It's never made me break out. It always makes my face look very hydrated and feel very hydrated. It doesn't it is so rare for a cream to not irritate my skin, so highly recommend the Kiehl's one, especially if you have sensitive skin. Another new product that I've been absolutely loving are the Donna's Recipe hair care products. I use the shampoo, the conditioner, the leave-in conditioner, and then the curl cream. I really love these. The smell is really nice. It's very, very sweet. If you like sweet smells and you want to smell like a cake or a cupcake, highly recommend these. It's technically like a sweet potato scent, a sweet potato pie scent, which I feel like is very accurate. And it just smells so good. It's made for like curly to coily hair. My hair is more on the like curly wavy side, I would say. Depending on the day and like the products I use, whatever. When I was little, it was much, much more curly, and now it's like, now that it's gotten longer, it's wavier, but I still love their products. It can be a little bit heavy for my hair type, but I feel like if you have coily hair, definitely you should try it. Definitely, because it is so moisturizing. A little bit goes a long way. It smells and like it smells incredible. It makes my hair look, like, amazing. The only thing is it makes my hair look a little bit frizzy. But I think it is because it's made for more coily hair types. And my hair is, like, I don't know if I would say thinner. Because my hair is pretty thick. But I feel like my hair just doesn't soak up moisture the same way as coily hair does. So, you know, like, my hair is going to be a little more frizzy from the products, which is totally understandable. And that's the only thing. But I love it. Like, I love those products. And if I just used a little bit less of the cream, I think that it would be absolutely perfect. So, yeah, if you have any type of curly or coily or even wavy hair, I would highly recommend Donna's recipe. And then you're also supporting Tabitha Brown, who is obviously iconic. Like, she just seems like the sweetest lady ever. I just love her content on TikTok, so. Yeah. And, like, the products are really good. I tried them because they were on sale, and I kind of just wanted to try something new for my hair. And I was very, very, very happy about the results. My hair was so moisturized and so, like, I feel like I just keep saying so moisturized about everything, but I feel like my hair just looked way shinier, and it was softer, and it was smoother, and I feel like my hair just really soaked up all the hydration. Like, I don't know how else to explain it, but it really, really did. So, yeah, love those products. I don't really try a lot of new hair products, so that's why I'm so excited about these ones. If you can't tell, I just keep talking about how much I love them, because, like, I never try new hair products. So it is very exciting for me, and I just really wanted to talk about those because I really liked them. And I also really wanted to talk about the what else was it? The new Native. This is really random. I really wanted to talk about the new Native Girl Scout collab. Oh my gosh, the coconut one. What is it, like the Samoas? I think it's the coconut Samoas. What the heck are those called? Samoas, right? The body spray of it, though, like the deodorant body spray, absolutely incredible. Smells so accurate to the real Girl Scout cookie. Like, doesn't have that nasty artificial smell that I keep talking about that I hate. I love those Native Girl Scout sprays. I think they're so good. Oh my gosh. Yeah, so that's pretty much all of the products that I have wrote down. I have rambled a lot, so thank you so much for still being here, if you're still listening. But I did have a couple other things that I just wanted to quickly mention. So my favorite TV and music for 2023. Favorite TV, I finally watched The OC from the 2000s. Incredible. It literally paved the way for Gossip Girl in every single way. Everything, like, funny and quirky and cute about Gossip Girl, literally the OC did it first. Like, the dramatic holiday episodes, specifically, like, the Thanksgiving episode, literally took right out of the OC. And I think it's because, like, their writer or their creator or somebody very important to both shows is the same person. I forgot exactly what it was, but love the OC. If you haven't watched the OC, I would highly recommend it. So that was definitely my 2023 favorite TV show. And then for music, I listened to Pink Friday 2 on repeat ever since it came out. Love Pink Friday 2. I love what is that song called? Why did my mind just draw a blank? Oh my gosh, why did my mind just draw a blank? Pink Birthday I love. Pink Friday Girls I love. Cowgirl I love. Let Me Calm Down with J. Cole I love. R&B I love. FTCU I love, Bomb Bomb I love, Fallen For You I love. Like, I just love the whole album front to back. I think that it is an incredible album. Another album that I've loved all year round is Still Over It by Summer Walker. I have this CD for this album, not even kidding, I listen to it probably every single day. I just leave it in the CD player in my car. Listen to it every single day. That album does not get old. Renaissance by Beyonce, put that CD in my car all of the time. If I'm not using this, if I'm not listening to Still Over It, I'm listening to Renaissance in my car. Never gets old. I love Renaissance. It's so, is perfection. I still haven't seen the Renaissance film, but I need to, and I really want to, because such a good album. Like, I love that album. And then Gwen Stefani, Love Angel Music Baby, came back to this album this year, and I just can't stop listening to it. I love it so much. Such a great album. So iconic and timeless. All of these albums that I'm talking about are going to be, like, Pink Friday 2 is going to be timeless. It already is timeless and iconic. Renaissance, timeless, iconic. Still Over It, timeless, iconic. I just, like, I can't. I love them all. Gwen Stefani, I love Gwen Stefani. I'm sorry, I do. I love Gwen Stefani. I love her music. I love Love Angel Music Baby, and I can't wait to go listen to it after I post this video. So I'm just so excited and so happy that I finally got on here. I definitely want to make more videos and episodes like this. And I do want to make a YouTube channel, like, showing my face, doing hauls, doing, like, empties, what's in my bag, product reviews. Like, I want to bring that early 2010s style of YouTube back. Definitely going to be bringing that back in 2024, so stay tuned. I want to start posting vlogs. I want to start posting TikToks. My TikTok is CardiAcutist, as well as my Instagram and my Twitter, and then my Tumblr is Goddess Channel, as we all know. So that is all of my socials. Thank you so much again for listening, and I hope you all have an amazing and happy 2024. Don't forget to make your vision boards and write down all of your goals and everything that you want to achieve in the new year. I know that you can do it. So yeah, thank you so much again for tuning in. I'm sorry that it's so late, but yeah, happy 2024. Thank you for listening.